We'll go ahead and continue with Stanford coach David Shaw. The Cardinal are home hosting Notre Dame on Saturday afternoon. We'll go ahead and take questions for Coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. Your first question is from Josh Dubow, Associated Press.
Hey, David, just wondering, how unusual is the situation going to be Saturday, knowing that the same time you guys are playing, the Apple Cup's going on, it has so much impact on your guys' fate, and will you be getting score updates at all, or are you just going to try to ignore it until your game's over?
They may announce the score periodically during the game, but I think I'll be focused on the game that we're playing. We've had it before a few years ago when Arizona was playing Arizona was playing Oregon, and in the middle of our game, and Arizona beat Oregon to send us a Pac-12 championship game, but we were focused on the game that we're playing.
Okay, thanks.
Again, to ask a question, press star followed by the number one.
Any additional questions for Coach?
Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Great.
I'm just curious to get your kind of overall thoughts on Notre Dame this year. They've had, at times they've looked unbeatable, and at times obviously they've struggled. What do you make of what Brian Kelly has done this year to kind of rebuild that thing?
Well, I think that's the first thing, what you said, is the most important thing, is they are back to prominence. They've recruited extremely well. They've got very good coaches. I know they made a change defensively, and the change has worked. They're playing better on defense. They're very aggressive. They're very physical. Yet the defense is very, very tough to decipher. And they've run the ball extremely well, and they've made big plays, and they have big play receivers as well. So, I think when all those things come together, they're tough to beat. Like all of us in college football with coaching young people, you want them to play at a level, a high level all the time. And they've played at a high level most of the time, most of the season. There've really only been a couple of hiccups, and one was against a great Miami team. So I think this Notre Dame team is extremely talented, very well coached, and still one of the best teams in America.
Awesome. And how's Bryce doing this week?
Yeah, he's day to day. He's day to day. We'll see how it goes. If he can go, great. He'll go. If he can't go, we understand, and we'll put him on the sidelines. But he's a trooper. He wants to play, and he wants to do everything he can to try to play. And we'll have to make a good decision at the end of the week.
And just last thing for me, how do you guys handle Thanksgiving?
So it's great that it's a home game. So we'll have a lot of the families come in Thursday. We'll have an early meeting, early practice. And then after we get off the field, we'll have a big Thanksgiving dinner for all the families that are in town and all the players and the coaches and their families, and just have a nice afternoon, and then let the guys have the rest of the late afternoon to evening to themselves.
Awesome. Well, happy Thanksgiving, and good luck on Saturday.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Ashley.
Your next question is from Zach Helfen, Los Angeles Times.
Hey, David. How you doing?
Great.
So I'm wondering, since starting 1-2, where do you think the team has made the biggest improvements, and how do you feel like you guys are different after winning 7 of your last 8?
Well, sometimes it's hard because you have to learn some lessons early on with some players that are young and growing, and some guys that are older guys but maybe not have as much experience. But I think on this last 8 games, we've grown up a lot in a lot of places. We've had to make some changes, from early in the year. We made a change on the offensive line, that we had a couple injuries we had to juggle guys. Made a change at the quarterback position, where both guys have been playing well, and I think KJ's been playing really well as of late. Having to deal with Bryce's injury has been difficult. Would have been great to have him for more than a half against Washington State, and for he missed the entire game against Oregon State. So just the biggest thing for us has been managing our team and who's healthy, who's not healthy, who's playing well, who's playing better, and then game plan-wise, trying to put everything together. So Give a lot of credit to our players, first and foremost, for not ever packing it in, always coming back to work, always giving great effort when a lot of people thought that we were done sitting there at 1-2. And to our coaches for having to manage injuries and game plans and all the personnel things that we've had to go through.
And how will you manage the Washington State Washington score going on during your guys' game on Saturday? Do you want players to be aware of that or to not be aware of that, or will you manage that at all?
Yeah, I got some updates from a lot of our external relations people on how they want to handle it in the stadium. It's not going to be scrolling every 2 minutes during the game. That's definitely not going to happen. But I guess maybe during a timeout occasionally they may say the score. I think that's people in the stadium are going to want to know, and everybody's going to be on their phones, et cetera. But for us, we got to play a game, and I don't mind if our guys have an idea of what's going on someplace else. They're always rolling scores and things happen, and hey, the score's going away 1. Okay, great. It's 3rd and 6. Let's go back and try to make a play.
Thanks, David.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kirk Crenthorpe, Salt Lake Tribune.
David, in the North, a team is going to be 6-3 in the conference and finish 3rd. Can you describe what this three-team competition has been like this year?
Well, I think the people on the West Coast understand it, and I don't think people nationally truly understand, first of all, how competitive our entire conference is and how tough it is to go through our conference, in particular with our 9-game conference schedule. And people across country hear that and they roll their eyes, but there's a huge difference between, like USC playing essentially 12 straight weeks without a real bye. And, what we've had to do is with 8 straight conference opponents, those are tough if you don't break it up with a bye, if you don't break it up with a 1AA opponent like happens in other conferences. So winning our conference becomes a game of attrition. Can you stay healthy long enough? Can you fight, long enough? You had to create a 2-game homestand, then you have to go on the road for 3 games. Then you go up to Washington State and play in the snow. You go to Oregon State, which is an underrated road game. You play in at Arizona State's a tough place to play, Washington went down there and lost that game. So I don't think the people across the nation really realize how difficult it is to survive this conference. So it's not a surprise to any of us in it because we know every week is a tough battle.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Kate Harrison, Pac-12 Network.
Hey, Coach, my question was actually answered. So good luck this weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Thank you very much.
Your next question is from Ted Sobel, Sports USA Radio.
Hi, Coach. You mentioned the word survive. How does that put you in a different situation going into this game from other years? Is there like a different sense of pride from how you guys got here to this point?
I think we've had to manage a lot of things on top of all the injuries, but a lot of emotions and aspirations, and it's a different world in college football right now, where just the national conversation starts before week one about who's going to make the playoff. And the moment that you lose a game, you have to become a psychologist to get everybody back on board. Because before the season starts, everybody's going to the playoff. And then as soon as you lose one game, you're out of the playoff and they don't talk about you anymore. You're not on SportsCenter. You're not on social media. Nobody talks about you. So be able to say, hey, you know what? We have games to play. Let those people talk about whatever they want to talk about. We can play our way back into our conference. So especially sitting there at 1-2, and as I said last week, there not only was nobody on the bandwagon, there was no bandwagon. They took the bandwagon away. It was gone. But I give a lot of credit to our players, our leadership on the football team to come back and fight and scrap and then win 5 straight, lose a tough one at Washington State in the snow, and then come back and get back on the winning side. So I give our players and our coaches a lot of credit for managing this different era in college football where it's you're either a playoff team or you're not. And our guys have taken a lot of pride in their play. And, for all those that don't understand how exciting and fun college football is, even if you're not, quote-unquote, in the playoff hunt, I feel sad for them because they're missing out.
Yeah, and Washington State's coming off their bye right here. Strange time of the year to have that. But where do you prefer your bye week, assuming you get one?
For me, the perfect week is like after maybe seven games. You play about seven games, you get a good rest, and then you take charge into the last five. But yeah, it's they come whenever they come, I guess.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You too.
All right, that'll do it for today, David. Appreciate your time today, and good luck this weekend. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you.
Okay, up next we will have Stanford running back Bryce Love on the call with us. He'll be on in just a few minutes, and as soon as he dials in, we'll continue the call. All right, we'll go ahead and continue with Stanford running back Bryce Love. Bryce is currently the FBS leading rusher at 172.3 yards per game. We'll go ahead and take questions for Bryce.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Jeff Ferrato, Bay Area News Group.
Good morning, Bryce. Congratulations on your season.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
A couple questions for you. One is, how's your ankle and do you expect to play on Saturday? And second one is, how weird will it be to be playing a game at the exact same time that you might be wondering what's happening in the Washington State game?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm feeling good, and, you know, I'm expecting to go out there and, you know, compete with the fam out there, you know, contribute in any way that I can. And in terms of that, you know, we really are just focused on what we can control. You know, we have no say in, you know, who wins or loses that game. So, you know, all our attention and all our focus will be on Notre Dame.
So are you saying that you do plan to play, expect to play on Saturday?
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you.
Your next question is from Lincoln Littman, Indy Star.
Hey, Bryce. What differences have you noticed in Notre Dame's defense from this year to last year?
Yeah. I mean, it's just a lot more, I'd say it's just a little bit more experience out there. I mean, those guys, I feel like, have been obviously playing well together, been meshing well together. I mean, the big thing that really stands out from the tapes is just that physicality. You know, you got guys flying around, got guys understanding the concepts of the defense, and, you know, when they put it all together, you know, it's you can see why they're one of the best in the country for sure.
I'm also wondering, they obviously had a hiccup against Miami a couple weeks ago. Wondered if you watched that game or have seen any film from it, and what did you learn from it, if anything?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a part of the game, you know, understanding, you know, you're going to have ups and downs, and that's just part of the season. In terms of what I learned from it, you know, I've been looking through the film, and just main thing takeaways is just scheme stuff, different concepts that worked well against them, you know, just personnel things, you know, different things like that, nothing really big.
Thank you.
Your next question is from Josh Shabral, Associated Press.
Hey, Bryce, how did watching Christian the last 2 years sort of help you develop into what you're able to do this year?
Well, you know, obviously being the caliber of player that he was, you know, it was good just to really sit back and learn just the little things from him. You know, how he approached everything, how he attacked everything, really, it was really amazing, and how he prepared week in and week out. You know, it's not a surprise to see the things that he was able to do. And, you know, thankfully I was able to pick up and learn from him.
Did seeing, as he went through the Heisman stuff, did seeing how he handled that, has that helped you in terms of that, some of the off-field expectations and things like that? Has that been beneficial?
Of course. You know, him just being so focused and so concentrated on the team in itself, and, you know, I'm the same way, just controlling the things that we can't control as a team and concentrating on the task at hand and, you know, just owing that to your teammates and not letting any of the, you know, outside success and praise and things like that really go to your head and thinking that you've made it or haven't made it.
Oh, thanks. Appreciate it.
Nah, no problem.
And again, to ask a question, press star one. Your next question is from Ashley Adamson, Pac-12 Network.
Okay. Hey, Bryce. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How about you?
Good, thanks.
I was just wondering if you could give me some perspective on KJ Costello. He seems like a, you know, from a few interactions I've had with him and the, watching him play, that he's just got a ton of swagger and confidence and is a fun guy to be around. How would you describe your quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much hit the nail on the head. He has this confidence about him. You know, he has this juice, so to say, about him. I mean, and it's really consistent how he attacks, how he comes out onto the field game day. You know, he's that same way. You know, he's calm, cool, collected, and, you know, he's getting us to the right checks and things like that. And, you know, it's amazing to see from a guy that is so young. And, you know, I'm excited to see how he develops, and I'm excited to be out there on the field with him for sure.
What do you remember about the game at Notre Dame last year?
Oh, I remember first few plays how nervous I was. You know, it was you know, being in that atmosphere, obviously, and, you know, just wanting to perform to the best of your abilities, but then kind of just settling in and realizing, you know, you've been playing this game your whole life. So just getting in that rhythm was really big for me, and just that's really was a big leap for the player that I am.
Awesome. And last thing for me, I know obviously it's frustrating to be playing with the ankle injury that you've been playing with. How do you sort of handle the mental side of that to not let that frustration get you?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, you know, understanding that it's part of the game, you know, just approaching it day by day and continuing to get better and, you know, being trained by Coach Turley, you know, one of the big mantras that he has is just finding a way to contribute in any way you can. And, you know, just being out there and finding ways to make plays or finding ways to, you know, draw attention, you know, just different things like that in any way that I can. Just focusing on the task at hand more than anything and just taking it one play at a time and just fighting through what I can.
All right. Thank you so much, Bryson. Good luck on Saturday.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Have a good one.
You too.
And again, to ask a question, press star one.
Any additional questions for Bryce? Last chance. All right. Hearing none, that'll do it. Hey, Bryce, thanks for spending a few minutes with us today, and good luck on Saturday.
No, I appreciate it. Thank you. You have a good one as well.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Bye.